Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now, back to Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After, a sick ween Wednesday today, especially because we're at Sperry. Hey, can I hear from the audience?
Yeah!
Doug, the audience
hello,
is here.
Hello again, everybody.
It is the Ryan Kelly. Another check. What do you have there,
thank you.
Michael?
$50,000. $50. That's nice. That's a nice gift. Thank you.
$50. Thank you so much for all the donation. I know you're Michael. I remember you. You've done a wonderful job on the show. Travis, you're kind of owning things here today. How are you?
Yeah, I'm
Uh-oh. Oh, my word. Doug. Doug, I'm telling you.
I don't know what's going on. But I would get this kid under contract now.
Yeah, we're going to sign him to
a long-term
deal. How about I offer you $20 a year for the next 3 years?
Yeah,
there it is. I bet Jim Hayes Enterprise is proud of that.
Come on, it's for a year's work.
Doug, you're blowing everything up.
Cutting the lawn.
Thank you, Travis. You'll hear from my...
Contract.
Yep.
It's about what you can expect to get
that's
paid.
That's exactly what I remember Roderick having that exact same reaction.
Say something, I'm giving up on you.
Wow, now there's some tunes, Doug.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't need a contract. I already got one.
Nice. Yeah. This is
from
nice.
Your mom?
A lot of recording artists here.
Oh,
he's giving up on you guys.
Oh, okay.
Well, most of St. Louis already has. It is the Ryan Kelly Morning After. We are broadcasting from Sperring Middle School. Do you guys like Sperring Middle School?
Yeah.
You got lockers.
And remember, vote for Trump.
Wow.
Boo Trump. He sucks.
Hey, and there's
vote
that.
Trump. Here we have
Clinton.
Political discourse gone awry.
Vote for Clinton.
Vote Hillary.
Oh, my word, Doug.
Donald Trump.
Do not vote for Hillary.
Hold on. Let's pick out some we
Trump.
Can. How about this? Who votes for ketchup? Hey!
Yes, it's a unifying topic.
Vote for Donald Trump.
Travis, Doug. Mm-hmm. Danny's going to be doing a show 10 at night on Sarah's three-year deal. We just negotiated the whole thing.
You better catch up.
Well, we are raising money here today for the Backstoppers, Officer Blake Snyder. And what has happened here with so many people, so many of our listeners coming by and making donations, there is a lemonade stand right there as you come by at 1211 Tesson Ferry. You can send your money to PayPal, sales@insidestl.com. I'm going to look at the account now. People are matching the non-gays donation of $52.24.
Mm-hmm.
Let me log in and see where we are right now. Last time I checked, it was $2,077. We are now up to $2,317 from the audience on PayPal. And I would imagine there are thousands of dollars in the jars.
Guaranteed.
Because we've had Ryan Kelly. We've had John Gatewood. Both donate $1,000 apiece. And we've had people coming up with hundreds of dollars in checks. It's been an amazing thing that has gone on here this morning at Sperring Middle School.
We also did some science research in regard to French fries and the youth of America.
Right.
I would say they love the curly and waffle fries.
Yeah.
But
I heard a steak fry vote.
Ketchup brings everyone together.
Mm-hmm. Travis, you're raising your hand like a young gentleman. Do you have a question for Doug, Travis?
Yes.
Well, go ahead.
Go ahead into the mic.
Is this really real?
Yes. It's what? The microphone is real. Yes, it is real.
Can they hear you?
It depends on if they're near an overpass, but for the most part, yes.
TV?
No,
yay.
This is not
Hi.
TV. This is radio.
Hi, world.
What? Radio? Oh, yeah, I'm on the radio.
Okay.
But I got to wear my own instead.
This is TV.
This is TV.
But I got to wear my own instead.
And now we gotta be careful. It's only AM radio, kids. Most people listen to FM.
Right. Kind of the way it works.
Suddenly they got
that interested. No. Let's go see what
Welcome
Bernie has.
Welcome to AM Radio if you're watching this.
Yep.
Welcome to
AM Radio.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Dad.
Travis, can you do me a favor? Can you say, hey, everyone, welcome to the writer's block? And we'll see how you
welcome everybody to the writer's block.
See? There it is. Yeah. Sounds good.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Yeah, he's got a voice. He's got some pipes.
Might have to ship Fredrickson out.
Do you do sports
Come again?
Stop
sports station?
Yeah, our show's about a little sports here and there. Yay. What are you a big Blues fan, Cardinals fan? I thought that was like a Seahawks jersey, but it's not a Seahawks jersey. Like, it looks like a Seahawks jersey, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm,
but it's not. Yeah. What are you a big fan of? Who are you a big fan of?
Okay, I'm...
Phil Ivey?
Oh, the New England Patriots.
Yeah. You like the Patriots? Do you really?
Yeah.
Wow. You like that Tom Brady?
Yeah, he loves Tom Brady.
Really?
I know him.
Travis doesn't like the Patriots.
Cam Newton.
I like the Patriots.
You're a Cam Newton guy.
Welcome to
Actually, my name is actually Cameron. So.
Your name's Cameron?
Yeah.
And you are a fan of?
He's Cam Newton.
It looks a little different.
Let me see.
Yeah, I call him Cam Newton.
Cameron, who are you a fan of? You don't know? You don't have a team that you cheer for? The Cardinals? The Blues?
No.
Missouri. Good football teams.
Patriots.
Nope.
Boo the Rams.
Travis, we're on the same page again.
Now, what about
you got the contract?
What about school? What is your favorite subject? What is your favorite class?
P.E.
Yeah, that's kind of where I was, too.
Reading.
Let me ask you, because our friend Janie the Lesbian texted me and asked for this suggestion. What are you guys going to be for Halloween?
Lord Voldemort from Harry Potter.
Lord Voldemort from Harry Potter.
A Slytherin kid from Harry Potter.
Draco Malfoy.
I'm being poop.
I'm not being poop.
Perfect.
I'm being a zombie bride.
A zombie bride, Doug.
If you like Harry Potter, then you're a good person.
I love Harry Potter.
If you hate Harry Potter.
You feel like maybe we've lost the show?
Well, I mean, don't like Harry Potter like Lord Voldemort.
Right.
Yeah. No!
Right.
He's evil.
Oh, it's polarizing.
Yeah. You know what they say, guys? They say, from the mouths of babes, oft time come gems.
Doug, you heard that?
I never heard that. No, just a second ago.
Fine, get in.
You're not going to dab. I just can't believe it. High five our Inside STL News team reporter, Hannah Ray. There she is right there. High five, Hannah. Hannah, beware. Oh, man, you got it!
Oh! Oh!
Oh!
Owned.
They're taunting us at this point.
Yeah.
They're taunting us.
Roasted. This is the audience.
Roasting.
The audience. Doug, you're the texters. Here's Ray King.
By a boy.
Yeah, in the flesh.
Here's Woods.
Oh, yeah. This is the dabbing session, too.
I see now they're handing out little bumper sticker type things with the number 4153 on there.
Uh-huh.
If you see that today, that's the badge number of officers.
Oh,
tonight.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Is that
the
right?
Badge number. So that might be something you see around town.
The police officers are clearing the youngsters away from the...
Bye-bye.
You guys were wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, guys.
See ya. Travis, one last.
We'll hear you on the writer's block when that show goes on.
I've also been told in breaking news that Pappy's is coming here at 11 to sell some food, which will the money then will
be donated.
How about
that?
Nice.
Mm-hmm. God bless them at Pappy's. Thank you so much.
Doug, let me give you a tip of the cap for setting this deal up.
That's it? All right. You can if you want.
It looks like Seamaster's turned off Travis's mic. I think that was the only way to counter it.
This is one of our listeners that's actually educated. Cardiologist.
Yeah, I know. This is my guy. Yeah. This is my guy. When I was having... sit on down. We won't identify. Hi, Mark. How are you? Nice to see you. Another fine donation from Mark Van Ronslin. Thank you so much. $100 from Mark Van Ronslin. Thank you very much.
Thank you,
Mark. Thank you. I told Doug that a cardiologist listened to the show, and he goes, no, probably like a fake cardiologist. Yeah. No.
You can get degrees on the internet.
No. Exactly. So I met Doug. Actually, had my son introduce us at Dad's weekend at my house on Saturday.
Saturday's been.
That's how you say it.
So
yeah.
Right. So.
Can we make sure that this guy's legit?
Sure.
What's a ventricle?
See, he doesn't know.
No idea.
Fraud.
I miss that day when they taught anatomy at medical school.
The correct answer would have been left or right.
Right. There's ventricles in the brain, too. So.
See, these are things. Our show is an educational program. Yeah, have you ever listened? So you saw Doug at the father-son dance?
It wasn't a dance. I asked a question.
It's
romantic.
I did ask him if someone asked him to dance.
And he did.
Attorney fellow.
Right. Mm-hmm. He was an attorney? Yeah.
Yes, he was.
Yeah, so.
We won't mention the law firm.
Thompson Coburn.
No.
And so after the dance, how did it go?
We didn't dance. It was just a drink
That's
fest.
Rude.
It was
That's
a drink
rude.
Fest. Had burgers and beers about what?
Got to enjoy the Florida game?
Watched a little of that. Yeah.
Pretty fun.
It's not much fun to watch a Mizzou game anymore.
Are you going back down for a homecoming, Doug?
I am, yeah.
Are you really? Because Middle Tennessee's coming to town. You can't miss
it. I can't miss that.
I have never missed a Missouri-Middle Tennessee State game. I've not missed one.
Will there be any dancing at the tailgate?
I am not dancing.
At the tailgate.
There's a lot of guys.
They do throw out the records in Mizzou.
When these two get together.
Yeah,
there's some bad blood there.
What is their mascot, Middle Tennessee State?
Oh, yeah.
The Blue Raiders?
Yeah.
Am I right on that? I feel like it's some Seamaster could confirm.
I don't know.
Seamaster's streaming.
He's
Bernie.
Not listening anymore, yeah.
Got it. Doctor, you confirm that we have intelligent listeners listening to this program, Doug. What say you about that?
It's confusing. I think he listens to make sure that you're okay.
Right, exactly.
That's right. You never know when I might just go.
Yeah, that your health is going to hold out.
I know my son is listening. So
your son's a listener?
No, he's
thank you so much.
He does a pod like the pod. What is it?
Podcast like the Dickens. Does he really?
Yeah, he does. So.
Thank you.
How old is your son?
Thank you. Why,
he's 20.
20? PLTD, Doug.
Yeah, he was a Pike.
He's a Pike, yes.
Pike at Missouri. God bless him.
So, yeah.
And Doug, you see how listeners bring Doug gifts?
Arnold Palmer's using half iced tea. Yeah, that's my drink of choice.
And they
thank you, sir.
And they brought us eggs, Tim.
You know what? Wait. For all you've done, sir, you win the free $8 cake at Dairy Queen on
Sunday. Oh, wow, look at that. I love those ice cream cakes.
Thank you for your
Queen.
Thoughtful gifts. Yeah.
All right, well, gentlemen, I've got to run.
Yeah. Yeah, sorry to bother you.
Yeah.
You probably got someone on the operating table.
Open heart surgery. Thank you so much. We have another gift. Good to see you. Thank you so much.
Thanks again.
Another T-shirt. I support America's law enforcement officers. That is being
I'm a cat lemming.
Another cat lemming.
Thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
Look at this.
Thank you,
sir. Look at this. What a nice gesture.
Thank you. I will. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you very much.
God bless you. Thank you very much. Thank
you. Kind gesture.
Free dodo.
Free dodo and a cat lemming. Doug,
kind of ruined your whole appearance right there at the end.
Travel House is donating $100 for every FunJet booking for 2 weeks, up to $1,000 as of yesterday. Is that what is going on? I want to make sure I got that. Thank you very much. You want to say something on here on the radio, sir? This gentleman is from Travel House.
Hey, it's Mike Shellhase from Travel House.
Hi, Mike.
How are you doing out there, guys?
Hi, Mike.
Yeah, so Travel House of St. Louis, right down the street here from Sparing Middle School, gives away $100 for every booking made for the next 2 weeks for Backstoppers. So any booking that you're going to do to the fun and sun destinations, Cancun, Jamaica, Puerto Vallarta, Punta Cana, Los Cabos, come in, stop by our office, say you want to book this trip. Book the trip, pay for the trip, put down the deposit of $50 a person. Travel up till next April, the end of next April. Any booking that we get from now until the next 2 weeks, $100 from every booking that we get goes back to Backstoppers.
Wow.
At the present time, we're at $1,000, so we've got 10 bookings made in the last 2 days.
Nice. Wow.
Well,
that's very kind gesture.
Thanks
for
what you guys are doing, guys.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Travel House.
H-A-U-S. You got a website?
I got it right here. It's TravelHouseSt.Louis.com. H-A-U-S, by
Thank
the way.
You.
TravelHouseSt.Louis.com. Hey.
Llewellyn's Pub.
Llewellyn's. Tom's here. And Llewellyn's has just dropped off $2,233 for a donation to Backstoppers. My God,
Holy
Tom.
Smokes.
Look at you.
Hey.
How about that?
We did a fundraiser on Monday night, and all the patrons came up and we were astounded by how many people came up.
Isn't it amazing?
It is crazy. Everybody, all of my my employees were like, thank you for letting me be a part of this because it was awesome.
Yeah, so, this has been an incredible experience. Yeah. But we didn't know. I mean, we figured there would be support. Our listeners always come through. But what has happened this morning has been mind-blowing.
Yeah.
Can't thank the audience enough.
Llewellyn's is best known for its suspension logule.
Yes.
But they have great food, too, at the 6 locations.
Is that what you guys are becoming more known for, is the suspension
logule?
Absolutely.
Sure. Yeah, really proud of Lumberg District. My kids are part of it.
Oh,
really proud of these guys doing this. So just wanted to come by.
They're out there chanting on Tesson Ferry.
I heard them.
I want to make sure I gave the phone number for Travel House, 842-6000. That's 314-842-6000, TravelHouseSt.Louis.com. And, Tom, you just brought $2,233 for the donation. That is incredibly kind of you. Llewellyn's, a great sponsor of this show. But obviously on board with the
cause. Well, thanks
for
doing this, guys.
Oh, God bless you,
Tom.
Thank
you.
Great to see you, brother. Thanks so much, man. There's Tom from Llewellyn's
Pub,
sponsor of the suspension logue. This has been something else. Not only have we seen a lot of dabbing, but also we've seen a lot of donations. And I also signed a deal with Travis for 3 years. I don't want to release the figures unless it's my contract. Really, those are the only numbers that get out. But you may have heard the negotiation, 3-year, $60 deal.
Right.
So that's done.
Good for you.
We got a message from the teachers. No more interviewing the kids, please. Get them in class, please. Okay. They're still out there, though, with the lemonade stand.
Yeah.
People are driving by.
Look at, I mean, it's like.
There's a backup now.
There's a backup now. It's like the end scene of Field of Dreams.
Really?
I see Fungos walking around the parking lot from the St. Gabriel Athletic Association.
Yeah, boy.
He just said, hold on, I'll be right over, as if.
He's got some paperwork to do on the next tournament.
It's really heartwarming to see the support and people.
This has been incredible.
It really has.
I mean, from the interview with the McEntees to Officer Kelly. To all of the students here at Sparing Middle School and all of our listeners.
To the gentleman that brought us eggs.
What was that about?
I do eat a lot of eggs. I do.
Yeah, okay, because.
Maybe he had those in the backyard.
Yeah, he said he has chickens. These are from his chickens.
Oh, all right.
Those aren't so you can have these.
These are as fresh as the day is long, Doug.
Sure.
The expiration date's December 30th, 2014, but I think you always give yourself about a 2 to 3 year birth on eggs. So I'll still. Can you read the PayPal email again? Sure, no problem, Stephen Wildwood. It is sales@insidestl.com. What has taken place? So now when you include John Gatewood's $1,000, Ryan Kelly's $1,000, and Llewellyn's $2,233.
Another sponsor, the Ehrenreichs.
Matt Ehrenreich, $250 just now. I think we have to be approaching $10,000.
I would
right
think.
Yeah, thank you.
That's
a big one.
Honestly, I knew that people would come through, but I didn't know that people would come through to the tune of $10,000 or more. There is Dave the Pipe Layer. He just donated
$66. $66 because he's a Tim Lemon.
Absolutely.
That's a double six. Thank you.
Thanks for the check. Now get back to the gym. Those pythons are shriveling up.
Right in here. Thank you.
Oh, Dave the Pipe Layer with the donation. The non-gays $52.24 donation. We still don't know why. But it is in the PayPal account. We are now at $3,513 as a gentleman by the name of Ryan. How would you pronounce that name, Doug?
Donahue.
D-O-H-O-G-N-E.
Big Ryan D. Big Ryan D.
Donated $1,000. Jim, a friend of the show, I probably can't say his name because he was in the Secret Service. But he texted me to let me know that he is making a donation, and I see that was just made. This is unbelievable what's going on. Somebody just donated
can of
Bumblebee tuna to Doug.
Yeah. That is so great.
Who gave you this? Who? Some guy in a drive-by.
Old Tuna Fish Vaughn got his tuna.
Thanks. So Doug, we'll get
and
right
Fungo, you want to sit down?
Oh, hello, Fungo.
Fungo from the St. Gabriel's
listeners
referees.
Listeners are the best.
They really are. Fungo, how are you? Frank DeLange was here a little earlier. Seamaster, could you turn on the Seamaster?
Seamaster's in a conversation.
Yes, he is.
Turn on that mic, please.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, what's going on?
I heard Frank was here, and he put out a challenge to the refs. Now, I didn't put it over here, but I gave it to the kids.
You gave it to the kids.
Yeah, I put a donation there. But,
well, that was fun. Did you get some lemonade while you were over there?
No, I didn't. But I brought you some donuts, Doug. I heard you needed some.
Yeah,
well,
yes,
sure. Uh-huh. We've been able to give away some donuts to the people that have come and donated, so that's very nice of you.
Yeah, my guy Travis, 3-year deal, $60.
But every year I work for a group of people, and we have a dance on the third Saturday of January. It's called the Elite Dance Party, and for the past 5 years we've averaged about $25,000 a year.
Holy moly.
It's a $10 donation to come in. I'll call you when it gets closer to that date. But every year for the St. Gabriel's Fish Fry, we always have a Backstoppers Friday.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
Nice.
And I'd like to put out a challenge to all the other organizations and parishes on the sixth Friday of Lent to help collect money for the Backstoppers like we do.
Sixth Friday of Lent?
Yeah. When it gets closer,
I'll Fridays in Lent.
Well, there's seven altogether.
Is that right, Doug? Did you know that?
You should know. No, I didn't know that.
And one thing we give away to the donators who give something, a little sticker for their cars.
Oh, the Backstoppers sticker.
Yes.
There it is.
So I had those left over.
Thank you, Fungo.
Hey, no problem at all, Tim. Great to see you guys. It's great that you're doing this.
Oh, absolutely. It's a great thing that our listeners are supporting it like they are. We really are grateful for that. It's an amazing thing. Good to see you. Thank you for coming by as well.
You guys take care.
There it is, Doug.
Thank you.
St. Gabriel's
head official. Who wins the seventh grade tournament this year?
Oh, you.
St. Gabe's?
I haven't decided yet.
You haven't? At least you're honest.
Thank you.
We're working on that over at Lindenwood Park. There he is, Fungo from the St. Gabriel's officials, which for my money are the best in the business.
On his way out, he says, I threw one for the U-High the other day.
Oh, God. $3,618 in the PayPal account now, and I can't imagine. I know of $4,000, at least $4,200, just from Ryan Kelly, from John Gatewood, and from Llewellyn's. And here comes
Big Al.
Here comes Big Al. I've noticed that Hannah has run the opposite direction.
And Lesher's florist just gave me some ink
pens.
Here
comes Big Al. Have you seen your friend Hannah?
Yeah, I hugged her and gave her a little massage.
You keep your hands off the gal.
She backed up like a truck at Aldi's.
Whoa. Oh, my God.
I think you're seriously kind of scaring her at this point now.
Seriously not.
You are wearing a free Dotem T-shirt, so you get points for that, Big Al.
What's the date, Timmy?
Doug, I got the 19th.
I think that's what it is, yeah.
19th.
5900.
You're a $590 donation.
59, buddy. I ain't got that kind of money.
Look at that.
$59. That's very nice.
$5,900.
Hey, right out the amount there.
$1,000.
Thanks for doing this, Timmy.
Well, I'm not doing it.
Doug, you guys, there, I mean, this is awesome.
Well, it's the people that are doing it. We're not
St. Louis, we need to obey these people.
In fairness, we put down a little card table and we're talking at the microphone.
And we received eggs.
Because who are the first people you call when it's going down? So just think about it. Do what you're told when you're pulled over. Keep your hands on the wheel and be nice, and you might get out of it. Okay? So let's come together, St. Louis. Love each other. Stop the BS. And let's get back to the good city that we can be. So you guys have a great day. I love all you guys.
How about
that's
that?
That's a unifying message.
Unifying message. Big
he's
Al,
not, he's not Big Al. He's hey, unifying Al.
By Hannity, you just blew her a kiss.
Now, when he leaves, he's saying goodbye to the people as if anyone's waving to him. Like a hero leaving the scene.
Kind
you know,
of a mic drop. He said what he had to say. And then
no one even
paid
any attention to him.
Hey, gentlemen.
Yes, Seamaster.
As you notice, folks have been routinely going and taking the collections that are going on outside and taking some of those funds inside. Well, I have the initial count of what they had taken in so far, which obviously there's a lot more, but the initial count, $7,677.24.
And that is from just the donations?
Just the donations here on site.
Wow.
And that doesn't even count like what's on our table right now and what the kids still have out in the parking lot.
And that doesn't include the PayPal. And that doesn't include the PayPal, which is at $3,618. So we have reached $10,000. And honestly, if I would have privately been setting an over-under, I would have never gone as high as $10,000. But the audience has come through once again. God bless them.
Amazing.
God bless them. And we will. Yeah. They will be taking donations throughout the course of the day here at Sparing for Backstoppers. In honor of the memory of Officer Blake Snyder. Until 5 p.m., Frank will be broadcasting the Hollywood Casino Press Box here until 12 p.m. on the all-new 590 The Fan KFNS. You can email in the morning after at InsideSTL.com. Today, free pizza from the Post Sports Bar and Grill is the prize. We will be doing TMA Live from the Post Sports Bar and Grill a week from tomorrow. At the Post in Creve Coeur. So come on by. The water is warm. And watch us perform our craft. You'll see the preparation that goes into a segment. And you'll see how we execute what sounds like, on the surface, improv.
Yeah.
But is actually well-scripted.
Not as easy as it sounds.
Right.
It's like when you watch Jeff Fisher's offense.
Thank
you. It looks like they just throw it together. But each play has been
extremely
scripted.
Complicated. Yeah. It doesn't just fall into place. Let me just tell you that.
Hard work and dedication and buy-in.
Oh, right there, sir.
Another donation.
Thank you so much.
God bless you, sir. Thank you very much.
You know what it takes to make great radio? It takes a leader like Tim. It takes buy-in from guys like us that are just a couple of idiots. And it takes guys not afraid to go to the hard areas.
I think that's probably – I think he's had a mouthful there. I was just thinking, if we raised over $10,000 here – you know, in the big picture, that may not seem like a staggering amount, but for someone like Officer Snyder's family, that might be a year's full of mortgage payments, or one of the other 79 families affected by that.
And there are other fundraisers.
Oh yeah,
too,
there's places all over town doing similar things, and it's nice that we could do our part, help.
And 80 people need the help of Backstoppers.
80 families.
That's staggering. Yeah, 80 families, staggering.
So we have to do things like this. Really, if you want anybody to step up and be a policeman, you got to be ready to take care of them.
And when we say we raised, they did. We're just here along for the ride.
Kind of put out the
I did get a deal done with Travis, though, and I think it would be unfair to not mention that five more times.
Yeah, and he starts Monday?
I think he's going to follow Swope. Swope's his lead in.
Wait, I thought
you're not
going
to wait till summer break or anything.
I thought he's part of the that new show.
Oh, that's right. He's doing the writer's block.
Just help him get in and out of breaks.
Oh, there's Hall of Famer.
Hall of Famer Dave is bringing you an individual donut,
thanks.
Doug.
I donated. They gave me the donut.
Oh, I see. Oh. I thought you might have just shown up with one specific donut for Doug.
Put it in the pile here. We're offering that to anyone who comes in and donates.
Well,
you don't have to donate again. Just
no, he just meant that we're offering that up to other people.
People walk in. Sometimes they give here.
Right.
Okay,
so.
Well, I wanted to make sure that I'm going to drive through.
Okay, that's fine. That's great. Would you like to sit down and talk to us, Hall of Famer?
Hall of Famer Dave, everyone. Hall of Famer Dave, how are you, sir? God bless you.
Love the show. I'm a Hall of Famer.
There he is.
Now, why didn't you donate today?
I did donate.
Oh,
I
over just, there. Yeah, I know.
Over
I'm
there.
Kidding.
I only
I'm
had,
kidding with you.
I only had $10 cash on. Is that enough for JHE?
No, actually not. Do you have a checkbook?
I have a debit card.
We take debit cards.
Go
I'll go to
cash.
The Super Walmart and get $20 cash.
All right, that'll work.
Hall of Famer Dave, isn't this a cool thing to see all these kids out here collecting money in honor of the memory of Officer Blake Snyder, making at least some sliver of positivity out of a tragedy?
Yes, it is, because actually my older brother's a retired policeman, so I know well what they go through every day, and it's good to see you guys doing you know, a really good faith effort, making Backstopper support grow. I thank you.
There probably hadn't been a policeman anywhere who hasn't had a close call at some point where they thought, uh-oh, this might be the day.
Right, because a lot of things, just because of how St. Louis is built with all the municipalities, if you actually have to pursue someone, chances are you're going into somebody else's jurisdiction. And you'll get, whether you're a Clayton policeman, Ladue, you're going to get people going up and down 170 that may be from another area.
Mm-hmm.
And really no, there may be some jurisdictions that have less amount, but everything is possible in every spot. Mm-hmm. So.
And every time they pull somebody over, they don't really know what they're getting. They can run a check of the car and say, well, this guy's clean, but you don't know.
I would agree
with that.
You don't
know what he's got.
That's why it's important. Like, if I ever get pulled over, first of all, if I'm speeding, I think to myself, I'm not mad at the cop. I'm the one that was speeding. And so how about this? I'm going to put my hands just to let him know that I'm not a threat. You know, I think that that's the very least we can do is is try to make sure that the situation doesn't get accelerated.
And then there's times where they don't even have time to react, you know, like the shooting at the Kirkwood City Hall there, and this particular shooting with Officer Blake, you know, they didn't even know.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, no doubt.
Thank
no
you.
Doubt. Yeah. Well, what have you been up to, Hall of Famer?
I might be actually doing like a Janie the Lesbian and leaving St. Louis for a while.
Why? No.
Just because of my job, you know.
What is your job? What
you
type
know,
of work?
I do stuff for the military in uniform.
Yeah, but can you wait? Because we lost the Rams, and we don't want to lose a Hall of Famer, too.
No, it's actually, when I do my stuff in California or Kentucky or New Jersey, it's very hard for me to hashtag PLTD because of what I do. I get up too early, go to bed too late, and I'm tired and want to sleep. So, but I do keep up with the fan page sometimes.
You're doing secretive government work.
No, I'm not, Doug. It's just stuff that, you know, it's important. And it's stuff to do.
Yeah.
And I'm old, fat, and ugly, so it doesn't really matter. You know?
and don't push him. If he doesn't want to tell you what the stuff is, we'll just say it's important stuff.
Well, I was just interested in his gig.
Yeah, I mean, it's not secret squirrel stuff or anything like
secret
that.
Secret squirrel.
But you don't know exactly where you're going? Exactly
well, I do, but I'm not going to.
You're not going to tell it here because it's secretive.
Yeah.
All right.
But I do love the coast. I love each one of the coasts.
Do you?
Yeah, I love
it's
going
nice
out.
There.
I go out to the Bay Area a lot, man. San Jose.
Yeah.
I got a lot of Vietnamese friends out there.
You go to the Castro District while you're out there, fellow?
The what, Doug?
Castro District.
Doug, we're at a school.
Oh, that's unbelievable.
Doug, we're at a school.
It's unbelievable is what it is.
I was asking him just, you know, it's a
Doug,
tourist
we're at
stop.
A school.
It's a tourist destination.
Oh, man.
Well, we thank you for your donation.
Yeah, I'm glad to donate.
You look like you slept in your shirt today.
Doug. This is a linen shirt.
Yeah.
Doug.
Oh, and it's hard to keep them wrinkle free.
You know how much this costs?
Yeah, I know it's an expensive shirt.
How much did that cost? I'm just curious.
Be honest.
At least $120.
Yep. How about that,
Doug? Where'd you get it? Banana Republic.
Well, actually, I got it at when Macy's was going out of business.
That's how I buy my clothes,
yes.
too.
So yeah. This shirt was like $120. I got it for like $850.
Can I make a suggestion?
75% off.
Can I make a suggestion?
With another discount on top of that.
But just get a less expensive shirt, and then there will be more money to donate to the Backstoppers next time.
Exactly. I roger that. I agree with that.
All right.
All right.
Well, you've done a fabulous thing.
Thank you, Hall of Famer.
Thank you, Hall of Famer Dave. One of the all-time greats, the Hall of Famer, Doug. Hall of Famer Dave. He's in the Hall of Fame.
What Hall of Fame was it?
You guys put me in it. Do we have to tell the story for the 98 time?
Thank you so much for the donation.
Look,
that's a head injury.
I'll give you the short version of it.
Okay.
Hold on. I don't think you have a short version.
Well, actually, I do.
All right.
Look, I've been listening since 2004. And Tim, you know, the puppy dog's rainbow and ice cream thing is what drew me in.
Runaway hit the cat.
Yeah. I actually
we have no credibility
now. Excuse me.
In a very St. Louis mindset, I thought the show was going to be like another, you know, KMOX call in, whatever.
No, I got some information on the Blues puck possession.
Yeah, but when Tim started that thing, I was like, hey, this show is really cool. So I was drawn in 2004, listening the whole time. Tim would
you
always
started that, Tim.
You guys, even with Martin and that, would you talk about the great Americans who listen to Patriots
Amen.
And all that? And then I went and did my thing in Iraq a couple of times, Afghanistan. And when I got back, I said, like, yeah, I'm actually living that. And I'd say stuff like, I'm fighting for alcohol and strippers, stuff like that. So I fit right in.
Sure.
And one of you guys somewhere along the line, oh, you're a Hall of Famer, you know, because, like, you're actually doing what the quote-unquote Patriots who listen to this program do. And I love everybody, you
sure
know,
you
Rat
do.
And Bloomsday all the way back.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's kind of
old school. Old school.
So somehow it just stuck around 2011, and then it kind of grew out of that.
Well, that's nice.
Maybe Buck Swope could do a thing on that. I don't know.
Well, just your service in Iraq and Afghanistan makes you a Hall of Famer.
Well, I did it. You know, it was fun. It was interesting. I've always said it's
there?
Like, well, it's like walking around the back of a National Geographic magazine. I mean, my job actually gets me outside the wire. I don't sit on a fob all day. I'm actually out, you know, both mounted and dismounted, walking around, going and, you know, talking to the good guys, bad guys. Actually trying to get the bad guys to become good guys.
Really?
Yeah. So it's
seems like dangerous work.
It's marketing and branding, but with real weapons and real bad guys.
How do you communicate?
I have a translator, interpreter that works with me. He's dedicated to me.
Really?
And
dedicated
so,
to you.
Yeah, so he actually, like, works for me. And,
so you're talking to the Taliban.
Well, maybe by night, but by day they're, like, shop owners and stuff, and you try to get them to stop laying IEDs on a route that we walk on or ride on every day. So.
Well, that's – I remember we had a kid a few years back who was a translator for the forces
yes.
and had to
yes.
go, move to
Hot
St.
Him.
Louis.
Hot him.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, those guys are great. I mean, those are some real patriots. I mean, they're putting – you know, a lot of them are – from the nations we're in, and some of them have been living in the United States for a while, and they go back there, and I mean, it's for real. I mean, they're out there in the front lines with us. So, but anyway, it's a very interesting job. I mean, it equates in the civilian world to like marketing, except it's a different kind of marketing. Sometimes the programs are 8, 9, 10 months. Sometimes they're quick.
And your life is on the line.
And
there is that.
You're not sitting in an office building with glass and. You're sitting in, like, rooms that might get hit with a rocket any moment.
Yeah. But some of your work may have saved many lives.
Well, you never know. It's just a job to do, man. It's just, you know, it's,
well, it's
what
more
you
than
gotta
a job.
Do.
You're doing a job for the world.
Ain't no heroes here, man. Ain't no heroes here. It's just what you do. You're trained to do it, and you go over there, and you knock it out.
That's why you're a Hall of Famer.
Right? Amen.
Thanks, Kat.
Hall of Famer Day.
Was that a short enough answer?
No, it would seem to go on for a while, but it was full of good stuff. It was
interesting, at least.
It was.
Right?
It was. Thank you, sir.
But I will say this, and I've told you before. Like, I come clean. I come correct. Everything I say is not BS, man. I mean, it's just what it is. You know, I'm old. I am old, fat, and ugly, but it's like, you know.
I would say you're cute. Am I wrong?
I was going to say cute, too.
In a rugged
yeah.
kind of way.
Rugged right. cuteness. Yeah. Right. Yeah. So right. you are wrong about
Joe well, Roderick okay. and Pat Emick are here. Joe Roderick
thank you
making
very
a donation.
Much.
Pat Emick making a donation.
Hey, man.
Buck Swope
oh,
here
thank you, sir.
Making a donation.
Thank you very
How are you?
Much.
Thank you so much for coming by with the donation.
Right.
We appreciate
thank
it.
You.
Hall of Famer Dave, thanks for
thank
the donation,
you very
brother.
Much.
Thanks for stopping by. Hall of Famer Dave.
Oh, no.
Hey, there's Drew Jelly, former salesperson with us and winner. He won the golf tournament. 15 under at the Lemmings Open, Doug. Yeah.
He's a good player, is he?
Someone I guess so. 1,500, yeah. 1,500 is no
see
joke.
See what Pat Emick has?
Pat Emick.
Was that a left-hander?
Oh, Lemonade. He has a picture of me on his.
Oh, Jesus.
What's wrong with that? Great. That's great.
I'm going to add him to the thorough lemming.
Oh, no, Pat, you just got suspended.
Sorry, Pat. I know you didn't want it, but you're going on to the list of thorough lemmings.
Pat is writing for the Sporting News right now, and you're suspending him.
He's not being suspended at all. He's simply going on the thorough
lemmings
list.
He donated. Thank you, Pat.
Thank you, Pat. That's you're a gentleman.
God bless different.
God bless, Pat.
And Roderick is here, and he's pretending like he didn't come for the donuts, donuts
right.
and bagels.
Yeah, he's kind of doing that thing where he's
right.
Looking
I didn't notice, but sure, since I'm here.
Did he grab a bagel? I hope he did.
He will. He
still
will.
Have a few left.
I can see the whole thing developing. This has been incredible. We are now well over $10,000 in donations. If you would like to do so over PayPal, you can do so. sales@insidestl.com. Now over $4,000 in our PayPal account. In donations for Backstoppers. And we know of $2,233 from Llewellyn's. We know of $1,000 from Ryan Kelly. We know of $1,000 from John Gatewood. So you combine that $4,200 with the $4,000 in here, and we're already at $8,000, much less all of the checks and cash that has been donated and will continue to be donated at Sparing Middle School at 12111 Tesson Ferry Road.
And now we've got some rain coming down, and it's the people with the lemonade, they're still out there, though, by the street, yeah. Still taking the donations. So
and
don't
the
let
kids
that dampen
are,
your spirit.
Waving to the people as they drive on mm-hmm. by. Frank Cusmano has arrived. He will be doing the Hollywood Casino Press Box coming up at 10 a.m., and we'll listen for Frank beginning at 10 a.m. It's a Hollywood Casino Press Box. He will be broadcasting here from Sparing as well. Gateway Buick GMC is a great sponsor of this radio program. They have their Trunk or Treat event coming up on the 27th, Trunk or Treat at Gateway Buick GMC, located at I-270 and McDonald Boulevard, online at stlouisbuickgmc.com. It's Gateway Buick GMC. New cars, used cars, or get your car serviced at Gateway Buick GMC. You can book your service appointment at stlouisbuickgmc.com. It's Gateway Buick GMC. 38 service bays to serve you. You won't be waiting around long. Plus, they have the concierge service. It's Gateway Buick GMC, I-270 McDonald Boulevard, online at stlouisbuickgmc.com. It's Gateway Buick GMC. As we mentioned earlier, the Blues losing last night in overtime. They still pick up a point, but they left one on the ice last night late as the Canucks were able to tie it and then win it in overtime. We will look forward to talking it over with Kelly Chase tomorrow, as the Blues are taking on Laze Euler tomorrow, Calgary Saturday in Calgary, and then let's see Brian Elliott and Troy Brower here in St. Louis as the Blues make it home on Tuesday. Calgary giving up a lot of goals. Brian Elliott is off to a really rough start.
So I got benched, though.
Yeah, but Walter's son scored his first NHL goal last night. Did you see that?
Oh,
Matt Tkachuk.
Really?
Yep, Matthew Tkachuk got his first NHL goal last night.
Jeez, how old is he?
I was born in 97, so 19.
19.
Can you imagine?
Already playing, already scoring goals. Yeah, boy. He's got some earning potential ahead of him, doesn't he? First-round draft pick, yeah. 19, already a top player in the league.
JHG has already made phone calls.
Have you? See if you can get in on some of that. Mm-hmm. What Walter have to say about that?
Yeah, I would be curious. We don't hear from Walter.
We don't hear from Walt anymore. Used to be a good friend of the show.
Yeah, he was on frequently. Now, well, I know the last couple of years he's been busy traveling the country
with his kids playing. Our hockey coverage, Blues coverage, brought to you by GFI Digital. GFI Digital has you covered from office equipment, managed print and network services, plus advanced technology solutions. Let the experts at GFI make technology simple for your business. GFI Digital is your authorized Sharp dealer in St. Louis. Call them at 314-997-6300. That's 314-997-6300. Or visit them online at gfidigital.com. It's GFI Digital. Another donation.
Thank you
so much for your donation, sir. God bless. We appreciate it. Oh, somebody from the Backstoppers is here. How do you do?
This is Chief Patel for the Backstoppers.
Oh, awesome. Chief, good morning. Hi, I'm Tim. It's great to have you on the show.
Hi, I'm Jim.
Jim Silvernail.
Very nice to meet you. Thank you for sitting down. What has happened here today is a credit to your organization. We have raised more than $10,000 in 2.5 hours already for the Backstoppers.
Oh, my God, that's absolutely wonderful.
That is it's such a credit to the mm-hmm. listeners, but also a credit to the Backstoppers.
Yep. Well, it's a wonderful organization. You know, so far right now we're taking care of 80 families and 66 dependent children. Mm. And since 1959, we've taken care of 159 nine families.
Wow.
And it's a true honor for us to be able to do that, to take care of these widows, because their husband gave the supreme sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the least we can do and this community can do. But I will tell you, this is a wonderful community we live in.
Mm-hmm.
There's no better. There's no better community on earth as far as they stand behind our police officers and our firefighters.
We had Sergeant McEntee's widow and one of their children on with us in the 7 o'clock hour, and she told us how this whole process works. We always hear about raising money for the Backstoppers, mm-hmm. and obviously the community responds, but you guys show up the next day with a check for them and try to retire all of their debt as quickly as possible.
Well, what we do is within 24 hours, we will meet with the widow and her family, give them a check for $5,000, and it's to do whatever they want to do with it. Don't care what they do with it. Then we tell them we'll be back in about 3 to 4 weeks and get all your bills together. We pay the mortgage on the house. We'll pay off all their credit card bills, car bills, get them with insurance, and then set their kids up from kindergarten all the way through college with education.
Wow.
Amazing.
Wow.
I can't imagine how much money that takes when you're dealing with 80 families.
It's
got to be in the millions, right?
Right now, our outlay is about $1.25 million a year that we're paying for the families. And everybody, often people will ask me, well, how's your budget doing? Well, it's doing good right now. But you know what? We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You
right.
know, we could have five fatalities.
Yeah, something like happened in Dallas.
With a lot of children.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, and our goal is to take care of every one of these individuals and their families. And so, you know, I have a son that's a fire chief in Kirkwood, by the way. And I have a son-in-law that's a firefighter. I know something would happen to either one of them, my grandkids are going to be taken care of.
Yeah.
And it's the same way I feel about all these young officers and firefighters. Our goal is to see that when they're out on the street, that if something happens to them, they're going to be taken care of. Their families are going to be taken care of.
We probably need to be doing things like this even when it's not right after an incident, but all the time, because you know that problem never goes away for these families.
And you're right. But, you know, we do have ongoing activities all the time. Our biggest event, of course, is Guns and Hoses.
Right,
right.
And that'll bring in about $300,000-something. And that does it every year. We have a voluntary a membership program that brings in probably around $600,000. So as you can well see, with our outlay, that $600,000 isn't going to quite just get it. So between that and all these activities that the community does, that's what makes our organization survive.
Well, it's a credit to the community. It's also a credit to you and everybody at the Backstoppers for what you do for these officers' families. The Backstoppers organization, donate any way that you possibly can, and here today at Sparing Middle School all the way until 5 p.m. Thank you so much for joining us here today. Thank you for everything that you do.
Thank you, gentlemen, and thank you for your support.
There he is. He's with us here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Chief Patel, we appreciate it. Thank you so much. People have been donating throughout the course of the morning, and we will continue to be here. Frank's going to be doing his show until noon, and the students at Sparing Middle School will be continuing with their lemonade stand until 5 p.m., and we have seen hundreds of cars come through here since we started broadcasting at 7 a.m.
And they're still out there in the drizzle. It's raining a little bit, but they're still out there trying to do it. And going to be here till 5 o'clock tonight.
Yeah.
So if you can't swing by now, you know, don't think it's going to be too late. Maybe
right.
on your way home or something. You
can Absolutely. Back. Or just the PayPal money to sales at InsideSTL.com. And if you're not a PayPal person, that's fine. Mail a check to InsideSTL, but make it out to the Backstoppers, and then we will get the money to the Backstoppers. It's 1300 Hampton Avenue, Suite 106, St. Louis, Missouri, 63139. It is the Backstoppers that you want to make the check out to. And we are at Sparing Middle School, 12111 on Tesson Ferry. It's 12111 Tesson Ferry Road. A lot of people from the station here. The Inside STL news team is here. Chick-fil-A sandwiches are in front of us. Some eggs are here. And, Doug, you received a can of
tuna fish. I got a shirt that says something vile that I don't think I'll repeat. I got some sort of pain monitor because of all the talk about my frozen shoulder.
Yeah, I do feel bad for you on the shoulder thing.
It doesn't hurt that bad, but a little bit. I got two pain monitors.
Look at that.
Got an Arnold Palmer delivered to me. Wow, this is great. We should probably be on location all the time because we sure eat well.
I tell you what, the tuna fish is as thoughtful as it gets because you love a tuna fish sandwich now and then.
Not often, but sometimes I'll sit down with a saltine cracker and some tap water and tuna fish and have a big lunch.
Plow, how car things back in the studio, sir? ladies and gentlemen, the Plowhawk.
What's up, boys? Everything going good. You guys have had a great connection the whole time. No drops or anything. It's been a fantastic show. A little bit different than what we're used to.
That's right. We knew it would be going into it, and hopefully the audience understands. It sure seems like they do based on how so many people have donated, and we're incredibly grateful for all of the donations from the audience. I don't know what the tenor of the emails would be today, Doug.
I actually just had a question about those as well.
Okay.
I have two separate piles. One being obviously non-vile, the others being slightly somewhat vile. I didn't know what route you want. I needed to ask before I did something off color. I wasn't sure. If there are kids around, we will avoid the second pile.
There are kids around, so
okay.
Maybe we should avoid the
yes,
second pile.
Yes, we will then.
Yeah, okay. Let's good, try to keep it clean.
Good question, Plowhawk. Make sure that was covered. Hey, Tullamore Dew is the official Irish whiskey of the Ryan Kelly Morning After. The kids are around, but that doesn't change the fact that it's the official whiskey of the Ryan Kelly Morning After, and I still have to conduct business. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I have to conduct business here on the radio program. And this is something that the kids can get on board with. I'm excited about this. This is the first time we're doing this, and we're hoping to do it on a regular basis. We're introducing the KFNS Inside STL Listener Rewards. Support the sponsors and save money with weekly, limited-release deals on our website, InsideSTL.com. The first one will go on sale at 9 a.m. on Friday, October 21st, and you will be able to purchase a $50 gift certificate to Wildwood Pub for just $25. Doug, that's 50% off. I'm able to do that math.
Yeah, that's nice.
Which is good for food, drinks, and the indoor golf simulators. Only a limited number will be sold, so be ready to purchase when they go on sale at 9 a.m. on Friday the 21st. It's KFNS and InsideSTL.com, the Listener Rewards Program. Just click the Listener Rewards banner on the InsideSTL.com homepage to support the sponsors and save money. You make clicks, you make money. You make clicks, you make money.
You make money.
Wonderful.
Okay.
Plowhawk, do you have the emails ready to go?
I am ready whenever you guys are.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's email today with the Plow Oiler.
All right, boys. Like I said, we've avoided the vial pile, and here we go. Dear Mr. McKernan, me and my sister got the 1099 forms you left in our mailbox. My mom says not to fill them out, and not only not to fill them out, but to never talk to you again. But we like raking leaves at your house. We find lots of cool stuff in the backyard, like beer cans and wiffle balls. A couple weeks ago, we found a laptop in the driveway. It had a spreadsheet about Inside STL something, so we deleted it. It also said it had My Little Pony pictures, but when we clicked on it, it didn't look like the cartoon, so we got rid of it. Anyways, I'm not sure how to spell it, but my dad says, we do your mama's work for you, and we deserve a raise, especially since we bring our own tools because you don't have any. Thanks. That is from Betsy and Sally Tatanka from up the street. Love the name.
Tatankas.
Love it.
And Sally Tatanka from up the street.
The Tatanka family.
Tatanka clan, you know.
They rolled deep.
Right up the street.
Hey, Tim. Okay. Doug won a blue ribbon.
The address.
Hey, Tim. Doug won a blue ribbon at the French Film Festival for a documentary that had the same title as your science project. Good work today, fellas. Very cool. The heckling of the students as they walked to school was top-notch. Seriously, though, TMA listeners are the bee's knees. That is from Matt, who bowls at Hank's.
Nice little email, Matt. Matt, who bowls at Hank's.
And this might be from a student. I'm not for sure. Hello, radio show man. I go to private Catholic grade school. Dabbing is so last year. My parents have money. Lemonade is good. My dad is the best at church readings. Ryan Reeves is my favorite blue. I get sad sometimes. Like, really sad. Those kids on your show sound weak. My school will beat them in soccer. Thank you. That is from Nick the 9-year-old.
I got Nick the 9-year-old.
Nick he is here today. Nick the 9-year-old. 9-year-old.
I like that one. Hello, Stinkerbells. Great job today in those tough conditions on the road. Like going to Cameron Fieldhouse and coming out victorious. It's in times of adversity that your true color come out and the best players step up. And today was an example. It was special to see Tim in the zone today. Feeling right at home, laughing and giggling amongst other short, immature individuals who laugh at butt jokes. We are all witnesses. That is from Lord of My Parents' Basement.
Lord of My Parents' Basement.
Morning, boys.
I believe he was here today.
Hello to Dab Vaughn, Jimmy the Dab Hayes, and Timothy Michael McDavin. Already love it. Hello to the producers, the Plow Dab, Dabby, and the Dab Monster. Hello to Dabney Coleman, Dabra Winger, and Dab McLaughlin. Free Dab 'em. Sorry, this email is not better. I'm not a professional writer, but I dabble. Toodles, that is from Jamie Moyer's Fancy Foyer.
I like it.
Unreal.
Ah, see, we're getting to the vial. There's Misty. Welcome. Okay. Yeah, Misty and Deke Dotem wrote in as well. Both great, but we will not read those today. So what do I write
They're
about?
For another day.
So what do I write about during this one-day vial ceasefire with Doug? I know if I write a good enough email, I could actually win today, as Doug's vote would be in play. It won't be vile, so that won't scare off the cat. I just hope it's worthy enough to get Tim's consideration. I like sports. I could write about that. How about that Vladimir Tarasenko? No, that's stupid and won't win. How about we get serious and look at how great this little show is? Whether Doug is sideways with us for wanting to sleep with him, or you disagree with Charlie and Doug's political views, or you hate Timberfake and Big Al, none of these matter when real life situations happen like it did with one family in this show and brought together a band of misfits and characters that have proven time and time again to support causes like today and other charities in St. Louis. So cheers to Timmy, Kat, Doug, Chuck, and probably the high board op, Sea Monster, and everybody else involved. This show may corrupt the youth, but it does so much good for great causes in our community. I'll be back for you tomorrow, Doug. That is from the White Collar Gangsta.
Wow, wow,
white
wow.
White Collar Gangsta.
Doug, that was a peace offering.
It seemed to be for one day only, though.
Boys.
I respect that.
Oh, sorry. No, you can
go ahead, Plowsy. Okay.
Sorry about that. Boys, today was a day where we see the greatness of the show and TMA how great the TMA community is. We are vile. We say bad things to Doug, and we beat a dead horse in political talk all day long. However, on days like today, we can combine forces for a cause that is even greater than the show itself. As an Army vet, I consider anyone in uniform willing to put their lives on the line for others to be family. I can't express how great it feels to see the community and this show step up and show support for Officer Snyder. Thank you for doing what you do. Mad respect. That is from Stubby Clap.
Stubby Clap. Clap.
And then we have time for one more, if that's okay, boys.
Okay.
Hey, boys. I didn't know that birth control company purchased advertising on 590, but after listening to the segment with the kids, it's evident that they should. On a serious note, thanks to everyone who donated at this very worthy cause. It was eye-opening to hear what the Backstopper do for these families and the amount of funding that it takes to continue in this manner. That is from Steve in Wildwood, and that is what you have for email today.
Wow.
Steve in Wildwood.
Wow.
That was
Doug.
A good batch, and you know what? It reflected the mood of the day.
Refreshing batch of email.
Very good. And there were some great ones. I like Nick the 9-year-old, Jamie Moyer's Fancy Foyer was good, so was Stubby Clap, but I think I got to go with White Collar Gangster, who kind of held back the vial as an homage to
there was an homage.
To the cause tonight.
You should always hold back the vial. He doesn't get credit for that. He shouldn't be vile on the other days.
So he wins.
I'm going to go for the fellow by the name of Nick the 9-year-old.
He was good.
Yes, he was good.
I'm going to go with Tim. Nick the 9-year-old as well. I'm a big Nick the 9-year-old guy. Nick the 9-year-old, congratulations. You've won a free pizza from the Post Sports Bar and Grill, where we'll be broadcasting this show, Doug, a week from tomorrow night for TMA Live.
Oh,
the Post Sports Bar and Grill on Ballas in Creve Coeur.
Can we do one more thing? Can we bring in Lane, who put this together for Sparing? She
absolutely.
Can give us like a final money total.
Yes, absolutely.
Come on in here, Elaine, and tell us how well we've
Elaine,
done
it's
so
good
far.
To meet you. I know we were texting and emailing. Very nice to meet you. This is Jim Hayes.
Thank
I'm
you
Tim.
For having us.
You know, Doug, we have raised, I see, in our PayPal account, so we'll add this to what you're about to tell us, $4,112.78. That is separate from what we have raised here at Sparing today.
So today we've got $11,347 so far.
Oh, holy moly.
$15,000.
Yeah.
The day is young, right?
The day is young. And we're having Pappy's for lunch, too, so that's a good thing.
That might get me to stick around here all day.
Pappy's is coming by, and they're going to donate the money for their sandwiches.
Yeah, they're going to donate food that we're
donating
going to
food.
Serve for lunches.
Gotcha.
A little loving aid and some Pappy's, Doug.
Yeah, perfect.
That doesn't sound like a bad way to spend the day.
You can stay here all afternoon.
Thank you guys for coming.
Thank
we
you,
couldn't
Elaine.
Have done it without you.
Thank you for
Thank
reaching
you.
Out and making this possible. Thank you to all of our listeners for the donations. $15,000? Are you kidding me?
That's not bad for a couple hours out
oh
here.
Oh, my gosh.
It's not even 10 a.m.
That's $1,100 from each listener.
Yeah.
Sad, but yes.
That's about right.
John MacArthur, absolutely. Played baseball with him. While he played, I sat on the bench and ate Gobstoppers. But, yes, we were on the same team.
With Elaine's son.
Yeah, Johnny Mack.
Nephew, son.
Yeah, John MacArthur. Yeah. John. Eric Simon, yeah. Absolutely. Both U-High class of 94. Great athlete. Also another person I sat on the bench and watched play.
Mm-hmm. You had a good view, though.
Yeah, I did. And now here I am pontificating on professional athletes.
You got to play because of politics.
Thank you.
That's all it was.
Otherwise,
they
I'd be
the store. They I'd had be, the sporting be, goods store.
I'd be playing second base right now for the Cardinals if it weren't for that.
I don't doubt that.
Hey, are we bringing back that 40-year-old second baseman who can barely see over the bench? The tribute to Eddie Goodell.
And if I can say, our listeners really did step up. I mean, not just they brought us food and donuts. They brought Doug tuna fish and massagers. And they brought
eggs. I got
eggs,
a box of Pro V1s.
And eggs. I got shirts and a banner. I mean.
You got golf balls out of this?
Yeah. Box of Pro V1s.
I got some sort of health stimulator for my sore shoulder.
Look at
shoulder.
This.
Nice. You're like. Well, they're throwing hosannas at our feet.
I'm telling
Why?
You. Man, I heart this show and I heart these listeners. Do you mind saying that instead of love?
It's okay. I'll
it's
let it
silly.
Go today.
It's really
today
silly.
I'll let it go.
I think it's mature.
It's stupid.
And it's why the audience, obviously, was such a huge fan of the show. Congratulations to Travis on the 3-year deal. He is now part of the 590 The Fan family. But we really saw what the audience is made of today with the donations. I can't believe it. Honestly. The truth is, I would have thought maybe around 5,000. That's what I thought. I wouldn't have said it publicly going in because if we only would have raised a couple thousand, I would have been like, oh. So to get $15,000 in 3 hours is incredible, and it is a credit to our sponsors, to our audience, and the community here for raising money for Backstoppers in honor of the memory of Officer Blake Snyder. And it will continue. Frank is going to be doing his show here next. The Hollywood Casino Press Box, this is the Lion's Choice, famous roast beef handoff to Frank Cusimano. We saw Ryan Kelly, the home loan expert, come by, 314-781-9700, online at thehomeloanexpert.com. He made a donation of $1,000. We saw John Gatewood come by and make a donation of $1,000. And then we saw Tom from Llewellyn's come by with $2,200 in addition to $4,000 sitting in our PayPal account from the audience members who were not able to get to Sparing but wanted to donate. And I'm sure some people are just sending in checks, which you can do. So sales at InsideSTL.com on PayPal, 1300 Hampton Avenue, Suite 106, St. Louis, Missouri, 63139. And make the checks out to Backstoppers. All of the money will go to Backstoppers. We have $4,136.75. We will be immediately sending that to the Backstoppers at the end of the day. A great credit to the audience. Thank you to everybody at Sparing Middle School for having us today. This has been an incredible thing and a small, small positive to come out from an incredible tragedy in the death of Officer Blake Snyder. Gentlemen, thank you so much. We look forward to listening to Frank as we continue to raise money here on 590 The Fan for the Plowhawk, for the Sea Monster, for Iggy, for my brother Kevin, for Jimmy the Cat Hayes, for Douglas Elvin Vaughn, and for everybody in the listening community and our sponsors and everyone here at Sparing Middle School. I'm Tim McKernan. This has been the Ryan Kelly Morning After on the all-new 590 The Fan, KFNS, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios, today on the road at Sparing Middle School.